The leader of these first men to cross the Blue Mountains was named Beor the Old, and to Finrod Felagund, king of Nargothrond, who first encountered them, Beor declared, "A darkness lies behind us, and we have turned our backs on it, and we do not desire to return thither even in thought. Westward our hearts have been turned, and we believe that there we shall find light." Sador, the old servant of Húrin, spoke in the same way to Túrin in his boyhood. But it was said afterwards that when Morgoth learned of the arising of men, he left Angband for the last time and went into the east, and that the first men to enter Beleriand had repented and rebelled against the dark power, and were cruelly hunted and oppressed by those that worshipped it and its servants. These men belonged to three houses, known as the House of Beor, the House of Hador, and the House of Haleth. Húrin's father Galdor the Tall was of the House of Hador, being indeed his son, but his mother was of the House of Haleth, and Morwen his wife was of the House of Beor, and related to Beren. The people of the three houses were the Edain, the Sindarin form of Atani, and they were called Elf Friends. Hador dwelt in Hithlum, and was given the lordship of Dorlomin by King Fingolfin. The people of Beor settled in Dorthonion, and the people of Haleth at this time dwelt in the forest of Brethil. After the ending of the siege of Angband, men of a very different sort came over the mountains. They were commonly referred to as Easterlings, and some of them played an important part in the story of Túrin. The siege of Angband ended with a terrible suddenness, though long prepared, on a night of midwinter, 395 years after it had begun. Morgoth released rivers of fire that ran down from Thangorodrim, and the great grassy plain of Ardgalan, that lay to the north of the highland of Dorthonion, was transformed into a parched and arid waste, known thereafter by a changed name, Anfauglith, the Gasping Dust. This catastrophic assault was called Dagor Bragolach, the Battle of Sudden Flame. Glaurung, father of dragons, emerged from Angband now for the first time in his full might. Vast armies of orcs poured southwards. The elvish lords of Dorthonion were slain, and a great part of the warriors of Beor's people. King Fingolfin and his son Fingon were driven back with the warriors of Hithlum to the fortress of Æthel Sirion in the east face of the Mountains of Shadow, and in its defence Hador Goldenhead was killed. Then Galdor, Húrin's father, became the lord of Dorlomin, for the torrents of fire were stopped by the barrier of the Mountains of Shadow, and Hithlum and Dorlomin remained unconquered. It was in the year after the Bragolach that Fingolfin, in a fury of despair, rode to Angband and challenged Morgoth. 2 years later, Húrin and Húor went to Gondolin. After 4 more years, in a renewed assault on Hithlum, Húrin's father Galdor was slain in the fortress of Æthel Sirion. Sador was there, as he told Túrin, and he saw Húrin, then a young man of 21, take up his lordship and his command. All these things were fresh in memory in Dorlomin when Túrin was born, 9 years after the Battle of Sudden Flame.